Tomorrow, the 20th of March, will see the beginning of Perth Design Week, the annual week to showcase design excellence as well as thought-provoking discussions. It highlights local design leaders and is an opportunity to talk about the role of design in social change. With more than 75 events to attend over the week, there is something there for everyone. To tell us more about it, we're joined by Sandy Angie, co-founder of The Week. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for inviting me in.
So you and David Smith co-founded this event back in 2023. What led to its creation?
Oh, look, there's design weeks all around the world. So a lot of your listeners might have heard of like London Design Week, Paris, Milan. There's design weeks in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. And we didn't have one. So David and I both kind of independently came up with the idea, and someone introduced us and said, you two should talk. And we thought it's about time we made this happen for Perth. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
So, and design is such a broad topic. What kind of is included in design? What aspects of design will be part of this week?
Well, all aspects of design. So, you know, design is all around us. Walk down a city or suburban street, it's all been designed, our homes and everything inside it. So design surrounds us every day. But not many people stop to think about this. And so that's what Design Week is all about. It's spending a week focusing on the great design in Perth, the great makers, designers, architects. And it's incredibly broad. The way we work, we call Design Week the Coalition of the Willing. And the way it started was an open invitation to the Perth design community to put events on. And basically, David and I bring all those events together. We put them on our website. We promote them through social media and our newsletters and media, like opportunities like today. So thank you to let people know what's happening and get them along to events.
I love that coalition of the willing. It makes so much sense. And like you were saying, we don't really stop to go, that building's been designed, these roads have been designed. We may often think of just towards fashion or internal wares for housing. So it is true, there is so much design around us.
Yeah, absolutely. And even graphic designs, that's part of the week. It's incredibly broad. We've got engineers on board this year with an engineering exhibition in the city, and also two of our major engineering firms in Perth, Arup and Oricon, are inviting people into their offices to showcase their new interior design of their spaces, where they've engaged architects and also Peter Farmer Designs to create great new spaces. So, yeah, exactly. When we go to work as well, that's all been designed, our office workspaces.
So can you tell us more about the events? What's on offer over the week?
Yes, it's a really diverse program. There's talks, there's exhibition, there's walks and more. So there's lots of ways to get involved. Many of the events have sold out already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. So if anyone listening who thinks they may be interested, jump onto our website, perthdesignweek.com, and book your tickets now. So first day is tomorrow, so Thursday. And tomorrow we've got on a talk about precedence in delivering like social and affordable housing from Europe. Obviously, we're facing very challenging environment at the moment in Perth in terms of housing. So that will be a really interesting conversation. There's also a free event, a gallery in Cathedral Square in the city, and that's about art and architecture and the intersection between the two. So everyone's welcome to come along to Art Collective and listen to that talk with some leading artists and architects. Form tomorrow night in Claremont is hosting a world-renowned lighting designer. So
oh,
if you've
cool.
seen, yeah, so it's really interesting. So if you've seen the Bridges lit up in Perth and all of those amazing large-scale lighting displays, there's a lighting designer, Bruce Ramis, that Form is bringing to Perth for a conversation, and lots more throughout the week.
I love that it's a real mix of talks, local organisations welcoming people into their office spaces, but then a place for fashion and that sort of creative side.
Absolutely. So tonight is our opening night, and that is a runway show by Peter Farmer Design, so a fashion show, which we're really excited about. And then we've also got a panel conversation on the topic of what defines West Australian design. So, you know, what is it about design in Perth, in Western Australia, that makes it of this place? What are the factors that lead to its uniqueness? So that will be a really interesting talk. And we also have an exhibition on at the moment at the WA Museum, where we have 30 young and leading designers in Perth, and it's a showcase of what they're working on now.
And a key focus of the Perth Design Week is providing a platform for emerging creatives. How important is this to you, being able to provide a space for emerging designers and creatives in whatever field they may be in?
Oh, so important. I mean, youth is the future of our city and of our state. So it's a really important part of Perth Design Week. So in the program, it actually opened last night, an exhibition by North Metropolitan TAFE design students. So there's fashion in that exhibition, and graphic design and other forms of design. And that's on at North Metropolitan TAFE in Northbridge, and that's a free exhibition.
Wonderful.
Open weekdays. And then also Curtin University, the last 3 years, has brought their end of year student exhibition into the city, into Central Park. Again, that's a free exhibition. So anyone that's working in the city, head down to Central Park at lunchtime and take a look. And again, it's a really diverse showcase of work, architecture, interior design and fashion. And this year as well, Curtin University, with the Italian consul in Perth, has brought over a special exhibition by an Italian renowned architect, Mario Cucinella. And it's called, it's a sustainability exhibition. And it's based on the idea of a message in a bottle. So it's basically packaged up and it's traveling around the world to challenge people on ideas of sustainability.
Amazing. You're listening to On the Record. I'm joined by Sandy Angie, and we're chatting about Perth Design Week. You mentioned there about working with the consul of Italy, and last year you did sign a memorandum of understanding with the consul of Italy. Can you tell us more about that collaboration?
Yeah, so that was an incredible opportunity. They contacted us, and bringing the exhibition to Perth was part of that, relationship that we've formed, and they're really interested in engaging with us moving forward as well. And it's all part of this year in Perth. Perth has been designated the city of creativity, the capital of creativity, by
that.
The Italian government. So this exhibition forms part of a number of things the Italian consulate in Perth is putting on to showcase Perth and the creativity.
And it must be very exciting for you, who co-founded this 3 years ago, to see it develop and grow and now have a collaboration with the Consulate of Italy.
Yeah, it's been really amazing the way the Perth design community has embraced the event. I think it really shows there's a want for it, there's a demand for it. It provides an opportunity for the design community to come together and also to bring everyone else in as well. And, you know, in the first year, David and I, our aim was, you know, 10, 15 events. We had 65.
Wow.
In the second year, we had 85 events. And this year, last count I did, there's about 90. But the fact that we've also had international attention, so even the Mario Cucinella this year, but last year we had an exhibition by, world-renowned architecture practice OMA and international furniture company Unifor, and they brought an exhibition to Perth that had only been shown before in Milan.
Amazing.
And so we were very lucky in Perth to have that exhibition here. So yeah, the focus is very much on local, on supporting local creatives and showcasing their work, but also I think these international conversations are really important as well, and providing that connection.
And you mentioned a little bit before, there's a couple exhibitions that have a bit to do with sustainability and some to do with housing. What is the role of design when it comes to social change?
I think design really has a huge role in leading social change, in provoking conversations. So one of the conversations we've got on Friday is about why are Perth people resistant to apartments? And that talk has generated quite a bit of chatter on Facebook, where people are putting their views forward, and that should be interesting. But I think, you know, for example, just in relation to apartments, it's not something that Perth people are used to. You know, a lot of us, I know myself, I grew up, you know, in a detached house in the suburbs, you know, a large block with a tree at the front. You know, kids played in the front yards, you know, that was back in the in the 70s. And, you know, so this is our memory. And, you know, we're kind of not used to it. Like in a European cities, people grow up in apartments. And so then their expectation is when they can afford to buy their own place, they'll buy an apartment. So, you know, as our city continues to grow and sprawl, you know, we need to look at the challenges and, you know, what are the factors that will help people be more interested in higher density living?
The Perth Design Week kicks off tomorrow and runs until the 27th of March. Before we let you go, if there's one thing that you hope attendees will take away from the end of the week, what do you hope that is?
That Perth really is, you know, a centre for creativity as well. I think there's lots of focus in Perth on the mining sector, and, you know, we're also home to a massive creative community, a huge design community that's really diverse and doing some great work. So I encourage everyone to have a look at our program. You know, there's lots of free events. The events are really affordable, and come along and just have a look at something.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today and having a chat about Perth Design Week.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
That was Sandy Angie, co-founder of Perth Design Week. It kicks off tomorrow, March 20, and has 90-odd events to showcase design excellence as well as thought-provoking discussions on issues shaping Western Australia. If you do want to find out more, you can head to their website at perthdesignweek.com.